you know, when it comes to municipal elections, it seems to be the case no matter where you go. The race for mayor often gets a lot of the attention, and then next to that is the race for city council seats. But a little lower on the poll is some elections for the local school board. Now, many potential more prominent candidates get the headlines, but the trustees, well, they don't get nearly the attention they should. Lois Boone would like to see that change, and CBC Radio will be part of making that change as well. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the College of New Caledonia, we'll be featuring the candidates for school trustee in a debate and discussion tonight at the College of New Caledonia. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But first, I've got Lois Boone on the line, a former school board trustee herself, as well as a past MLA for the Prince George region. And she's on the line with me this morning. Lois, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too.
So first of all, why do you think it's important to pay attention to school board elections?
Well, I'm one of a few, but I think we're a very dedicated few of people that truly believe that education is the basis of our society. And if we don't have a well-educated student body, then we don't have the necessary people to go forward and make our society better. We do not have the tradespeople, for example, that everybody is looking for if we don't train our children to do those things. So I think school trustees are really important. Their jobs are becoming a little less than they were because of the budget constraints that the government is putting on them, and there's very little discretionary money there. But they do determine the programming. They do determine the relationships that they have with places like CNC and what they can do to help our students get into those places. So I think it's extremely important. The school board here is the largest employer in Prince George. They have the biggest budget. They have a budget that is bigger than the city of Prince George, and yet they get very little recognition or people pay no attention to them.
And certainly the education of children, even if you don't have children yourself in the school system, you know, the children that are in school today are the doctors, the nurses, the people who we're going to be dealing with as adults, certainly no matter what age we are, you know, 10, 20 years down the road. If they've got a good education, then at least there's a good I guess, groundwork for what they become later in life.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've got employers out there, and at the forum of the mayor's forum, they were talking about the recruitment and retention of workers. Well, if we want to recruit workers, we have to make sure that our workers are, in fact, prepared and trained. We don't want to be bringing in people from out of the country to do the jobs that our students here could very easily do if they had the necessary training and education. So we want to make sure, as when I was on school trustee, we wanted to make sure that our students had the best opportunities they had to get into CNC, to go on to UNBC, to go on to whatever institution they wanted to, and to do whatever they could. And to do that, you need to make sure that you have the right atmosphere in your schools, that you encourage children to go to school, that their attendance is up, that they're interested, all of those things. And that's what trustees do. They form the policies that make the basis for the school district.
At the same time, though, Lois, you know, being on the school or being a school trustee, you're right, there's a lot of decisions to be made around budgeting and how money gets spent. But now it doesn't seem like there's a lot of controversial topics that relate to education. I mean, basically, all you're talking about is folks making decisions on what they should spend this on and not spend that on. It's not like they're looking to replace textbooks with slate and chalk or something. How do you get people geared up to be interested in who makes those budgetary decisions?
Well, it's unfortunate that people tend to only get excited when there's a problem. You know, when there was a school problem, school closure problem here, certainly we had Vanier Hall and all our halls around this area here packed with people trying to make sure that we kept their schools open. And due to budget constraints, we weren't able to do that. But what schools got closed, what we did with the schools that remained open, how they were reconfigured, all of those things took place in the public eye, with school trustees taking part of it. The fact that there's no issues right now might mean that there's that they're doing a good job, or it could mean that they've been overpowered by the whole issue of the labor relations thing that went on for the past year and a half here. So, it or not year and a half, it's been several years that it's gone on. But it is so important for people to pay attention. If you're an employer, you want to make sure that the people that are coming out of school are able to do the jobs that that you require, whether it be running a cash register or dealing with clients or doing computer work, whatever, you know, you need to make sure that those students are there. So it affects all of us, whether you're a grandparent, an employer, a parent, whatever. What happens in our schools is very important to everybody.
Not necessarily looking at closing schools as something that you had to face when you were a trustee, but at the same time, you've got school boards who are being told to give back money that was saved or at least not spent during the course of the teacher and government dispute that consumed most of the summer. So how much of a factor will this next group of people who get elected to the school trustee board will have to deal with that?
They'll have to do with all of those things. And I don't want to get very political on this this area here, but government has in the past, when I was a trustee, they were taking back money on a regular basis. They took money back from us with regards to maintenance of schools, and we weren't able to do some regular maintenance that was there because of some of the things that they were doing. So you never know what's going to happen with this particular government when it comes to school funding. So you are constantly aware of what's taking place, and you're constantly trying to shift dollars around to cover the basis and make sure that students are best served with the money that you do have.
So we know there's lots of people who have offered themselves up to be school trustees, not just in Prince George, of course, but right across the region. What advice do you have for the people who are running? What would you say that would be a good piece of advice for them to know what they're getting into before they're elected?
I'd say you have to do your homework. You have to make sure that you come to the board prepared, that you've read all the information that you've got. You have to be prepared to listen to people, whether it's the staff that are there. And we have some excellent staff at this school board that are can give you the necessary information so that you can make those decisions based on the facts. And you have to make sure that parents are informed about what's going on. Those are some of the basic things. Doing your homework is so important. Coming to the board table unprepared is just not acceptable. And doing your work in the community is really important as well. So it's going to take time, and it's going to take a while for you to learn everything. But just keep at it for a while, and then once you get some road under your feet and you feel confident, then I think you can make better decisions. But for the first little while, it's going to be a high learning curve for every one of them. And sometimes you're going to feel, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this, because there's so much to learn and so much to figure out about the district. But keep at it, you know, just keep at it, and you can and trust the people that are there, and you'll make good decisions.
Lois, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Former school board trustee and Prince George MLA, Lois Boone, and tonight in Prince George, we're going to be co-hosting an all-candidates forum for School District 57 trustees. You can meet the people who are hoping to form the next school board in Prince George tonight at the College of New Caledonia. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's in lecture room 1306, and as you head in through the main doors of the College of New Caledonia, the lecture room is just off to your left. So that's 7 o'clock tonight. Lecture room 1306 at the College of New Caledonia. It starts at 7 o'clock.